Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. God, AI, and the End of History by John C. Lennox addresses a modern anxiety, how emerging intelligent machines reshape our sense of meaning, power, and destiny. Lennox, known for engaging science and Christian belief, uses the Book of Revelation as a framework for thinking about the future without surrendering either to technological utopianism or apocalyptic panic. Rather than treating Revelation as a puzzle for predicting dates, the book highlights its central claim that history has a moral and spiritual direction, and that ultimate authority does not belong to empires, markets, or algorithms. Lennox explores how narratives of progress, surveillance, and engineered salvation echo older dreams of human self-redemption, and he contrasts these with the Christian hope of God bringing justice and renewal. The result is a discussion that connects biblical imagery with contemporary questions about artificial intelligence, human identity, and the kinds of societies we are building. It aims to help readers think clearly and live wisely amid rapid change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Revelation as a lens for power and the shape of history. A major thread in Lennox's approach is that the Book of Revelation is not mainly a coded timetable for end events, but a vision that exposes what is really happening in the struggle for allegiance. Revelation presents competing claims to authority, God and the Lamb on one side, and on the other side, political, economic, and spiritual forces that demand worship. Lennox uses this to frame modern debates about who or what governs the future. In an age when technological systems can influence elections, shape attention, and mediate everyday decisions, the question of sovereignty becomes practical rather than abstract. Revelation, read this way, offers categories for recognizing how power operates through persuasion, fear, and spectacle. It also resists the assumption that history is simply an open-ended process driven by innovation. Instead, it portrays history as purposeful and morally serious, moving toward accountability and justice. Lennox highlights how this perspective can correct both naive optimism that technology will inevitably save us and cynical despair that nothing can stop dehumanizing trends. The point is not to demonize tools, but to evaluate the stories we tell about them and the loyalties they cultivate. Revelation provides a conceptual map for discerning ultimate commitments amid impressive and sometimes intimidating human achievements. Secondly, artificial intelligence, human identity, and the limits of machine salvation, Lennox engages the claims often made around AI, that smarter machines may surpass human reasoning, solve entrenched social problems, or even become the next stage of evolution. He places these hopes alongside older religious impulses, arguing that technological ambition can function like a secular salvation project. From that angle, the key question is not only what AI can do, but what we think humans are. If people are merely information processors, then replacement by superior processors may appear logical. If humans have intrinsic worth grounded in more than computation, then the ethics of automation, surveillance, and manipulation change dramatically. Lennox stresses that intelligence is not equivalent to wisdom, virtue, or moral responsibility. Machines can optimize goals, but the choice of goals and the accountability for harms remain human concerns. He also explores how dependence on algorithmic decision-making can narrow agency, flatten moral imagination, and encourage the belief that complexity excuses responsibility. Revelation contributes a counterclaim: humans are significant, moral actors, and the future is not ultimately determined by technical capability. This topic encourages readers to separate legitimate enthusiasm for innovation from the quasi-religious rhetoric that treats AI as an all-knowing authority. It also presses for humility about prediction and control, since advanced tools can amplify both good intentions and destructive impulses. Thirdly, beastly systems, control, surveillance, and economic coercion, Revelation uses vivid symbols to portray oppressive systems that combine political force, propaganda, and economic pressure. Lennox draws connections between these themes and contemporary concerns: pervasive data collection, automated profiling, deepening dependence on platforms, and the possibility of social credit-like mechanisms that reward conformity and punish dissent. The relevance is not that Revelation predicts specific gadgets, but that it describes patterns by which power seeks total reach into conscience and commerce. Lennox emphasizes that technological infrastructure can become a vehicle for coercion when fused with ideological certainty or state and corporate interests. Economic participation can be conditioned on compliance, and digital convenience can obscure escalating control. This topic also considers how deception can scale, images, narratives, and public perception can be engineered, making it harder to tell truth from fabrication. Revelation warns that the most dangerous domination often appears plausible and beneficial, at least initially. Lennox therefore calls for moral alertness, not paranoia. The question becomes how individuals and communities can preserve freedom of thought, protect the vulnerable, and insist on transparent accountability. The biblical imagery pushes readers to evaluate systems not only by efficiency, but by justice, truthfulness, and respect for persons. It urges a posture of resistance to idolatry, where any institution claims ultimate loyalty simply because it is powerful or technologically advanced. Fourthly, hope without hysteria, reading apocalyptic language responsibly. Another key topic is how to interpret apocalyptic literature in a way that strengthens courage rather than fueling fear. Lennox addresses the common extremes, treating Revelation as an encrypted forecast that generates constant alarm, or dismissing it as irrelevant symbolism. He presents a middle path that sees Revelation as pastoral and ethical, written to encourage faithfulness under pressure. In an age of AI-driven disruption, climate anxiety, and geopolitical instability, people easily oscillate between doom and denial. Lennox argues that Revelation offers a stable hope because it roots the future in God's character rather than in fragile human plans. This does not remove suffering from the story, but it frames suffering as neither meaningless nor final. Responsible interpretation, in his view, keeps the focus on the central figure of the Lamb, the call to perseverance, and the promise of ultimate justice. It also avoids sensationalism that distracts from practical obedience. When apocalyptic images are approached as theological drama rather than speculative entertainment, they can sharpen moral priorities, truth over convenience, integrity over safety, worship over careerism. Lennox shows how this kind of reading can help modern readers navigate rapid change with steady values. It encourages thoughtful engagement with technology and culture while refusing to grant them the status of ultimate narrators of reality. Lastly, living faithfully in a technological age, wisdom, witness, and community, Lennox moves from diagnosis to guidance by asking what faithful living looks like amid intelligent machines. Rather than retreating from technology or uncritically adopting it, he emphasizes discernment, examining how tools shape habits of attention, relationships, truth-seeking, and moral formation. He highlights that Christian witness is not primarily about winning debates over AI, but about embodying a different vision of the good life. In Revelation, loyalty is expressed through worship, endurance, and refusal to compromise with dehumanizing systems. Translating that into contemporary life can include practices such as guarding privacy where possible, insisting on honesty in communication, and resisting the reduction of people to metrics. It also involves cultivating wisdom that cannot be automated, compassion, courage, repentance, forgiveness, and a love of truth. Lennox underscores the importance of community because isolated individuals are easier to manipulate, while shared practices can sustain resilience. In practical terms, communities can learn, question, and set boundaries together, and they can care for those harmed by technological displacement or exploitation. The future, in this account, is not secured by technical control, but by hope grounded in God. That hope empowers constructive action, including responsible innovation, while keeping ultimate trust in something deeper than machines, markets, or political projects. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who are curious about artificial intelligence, but also want a deeper framework for thinking about the future than headlines and trend forecasts. Christians who find Revelation confusing or intimidating will benefit from an approach that emphasizes its big themes of worship, power, truth, and hope, rather than endless speculation. It is also valuable for thoughtful skeptics who want to understand why biblical apocalyptic language still shapes how many people interpret history and how those ideas interact with modern narratives of technological progress. The practical benefit is clarity. Lennox helps readers distinguish tools from idols and innovation from salvation claims. That distinction can reshape everyday decisions about attention, privacy, ethics, and what kind of society we are implicitly supporting. By placing AI within a moral story, the book offers resources for resisting fear, staying humane, and keeping long-term hope. Compared with many AI books that focus only on engineering, economics, or policy, this one adds a rare dimension, spiritual and worldview analysis anchored in Revelation. Compared with many end-times treatments, it connects the biblical message to current technological realities without turning them into simplistic predictions. That combination makes it worth buying for readers who want both intellectual engagement and a steady future-facing hope. If you would like to support John C. Lennox, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.